And good Friday morning. I'm Mike Allen. That sound means it is time once again for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora with the Z Team, Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Good Friday morning to you, Bob.
Good Friday morning to you, Mike.
How are we doing this morning?
Good, good.
Had a beautiful week in the Ozarks.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Chamber of Commerce weather, as we say.
I think that's accurate. Yep. Yeah. A little sunshine into the 60s. I'm not complaining.
Not at all.
Especially with the wintry weather that we've had.
Such a big change in 1 week to go from, you know, like cold yeah. with the ice and everything else and snow to be
snow,
60
then
degrees.
Ice, then 60, yeah. Not a complaint, So let's talk a little bit about the market. Last week, we talked a little bit about some of the changes that we saw in 2023, but I'm curious, as far as the 2023 market, because we're still really early in 24, how does 2023 compare overall with 2022?
Well, we saw the difference last week as far as people, how they were paying for homes. And when we look at the numbers as far as a residential year-to-year comparison, and this is for our MLS, it's not nationwide numbers. You can get those off of Google. That's easy enough. But that doesn't, all real estate is local. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the biggest thing. And that's where you want to look at it, whether you're buying or selling here. You need to kind of know. In 2022, there had been 1,176 homes that sold, whereas in 2023, there had only been 1,071. Well, that's a 9% decrease as far as the number mm-hmm. of homes that sold, and the numbers from 21 to 22 were down about equally. It was about 8.5%. So we can kind of see a trend where things are kind of easing down as far as the volume, and that's primarily because of the interest rates. That was what the government wanted to do. They wanted to force those, by forcing those interest rates up, they knew that not as many people would be able to buy homes. The debt-to-income ratio for people trying to pay for the home, wages haven't gone up mm-hmm. enough to compensate for that, and that's one of the ways they do that. And by doing, having the homes priced the way they have become, it's still a supply and demand. I mean, there's 34 homes came on the market this week, and six of them are already under contract. So people want to come, they want to buy, but the price has to be better for them or allow them to do that. Now, whether they're coming from other markets and they have cash from selling their home, mm-hmm. we just had a couple that came up from Texas the other day, we closed it, and they were able to pretty much, they took a small loan out, but pretty much buy the home that they did here, that they bought here. That's where most of our buyers come from, is other places. And those people that come here wanting the quality of life that we have, that we talk about all the time, but they can afford a little more mm-hmm. than, you know, kids getting out of college here, you know, getting their first, second job, trying to keep up. It's just, it's too tough for them to do.
Yeah. Now, I know I am not a real estate expert, but I know that we have seen higher interest rates in the past.
Yes.
But at the same time, home prices were lower. So
exactly.
That didn't have as big of an impact at the time as it seems to now when the interest rates are half what they were at their highest.
Sure. And when you look at those, you know, 13, 14, 15, 18, whatever, you know, number you end up with on that, as far as the wages that people were making, it was much more commensurate to that. It was a struggle for a lot of people. There's no mm-hmm. question. But the wages were different. And your debt to income was higher. Your income was higher then. So your debt to income was a little lower than it is now. It's a lot harder to try to do that, even at 7%, mm-hmm. to try to be able to afford it. When the nationwide, the average cost of a home is like $348,000.
Yeah, which is significantly higher than it was even 5 years
ago.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, way more than it was 5 years ago. I mean, in some places, I mean, the home prices have doubled. So. And people would say, well, I'll just wait for the crash. You know, everything is going to crash, and that'll be that. They won't be able to, you know, they'll be giving these homes away. And that's not the case. Before these banks give mortgage, they remember what happened in 07.
Mm-hmm.
Banks don't like being landlords, you know?
Yeah,
so when we look at the number of foreclosures and stuff, there's, I don't know of any here. There's probably, and somebody's going to say, oh, well, yeah, the guy down the street from you. In the grand scheme of things, there's none here. It's like saying there's no crime here. There's There's going to be an outlier or two, but in general, the only people who may have lost their houses because of sickness or something like that, the banks want to make sure that you can do what you can, that before they give you the money to buy that house, that you can afford it. Don't like being landlords.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot to do with it.
I think after 2007, 2008, when we saw, as they call the bubble burst,
yeah.
I think the banks really did learn a lesson from that, sure. As far as financing.
Sure, because you had all those liar loans, as they were. I mean, literally, if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan.
Yeah.
Because they didn't care, because they were selling them off.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else bought them, and then they bundled them, and then somebody else bought them. And that was what happened. Finally, they ran out of people to buy them,
mm-hmm.
and they were stuck with this big bag of sausage that was, there was really no money there. And they had all the people had all these homes. They couldn't afford them. They were taking the adjustable rate mortgages, and they adjusted on all of them, and people were like, oh, I can't afford that. But they didn't, you know, they were already in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a tough time. During that time, we didn't have anybody. I talked people out of houses. You're a great realtor, right? I talked people out of buying houses, saying, look, you really don't want to do this right now. This is not a good situation. You don't want to stretch yourself out.
As a home buyer, I would much prefer my realtor be upfront and honest and say, let's tap the brakes here before you get into something you don't want to be in.
Yeah. And that's what happened. And it was a shame for the people that did get, you know, caught up in that and caught up in mortgages that they couldn't afford. And they're coming out of their bankruptcy timeouts, as it were, with their credit. They're starting to come out of there now, but they're all about mm-hmm. getting involved in buying a house again. And you can understand why.
Well, there's definitely a year-over-year trend, but let's go ahead and take a look at this week. It's time for This Week in Real Estate. Bob?
Yes, sir. This Week in Real Estate, there were 41 new listings came on the market, one commercial property, 8 parcels of land, 32 homes came on the market, and 6 of those 32 are taken back up. So you can see that the market is still active. There were 21 sales, 5 parcels of land, 16 homes sold. They ranged in price from $136,000 to $470,000. Average sale price this week was $241,000 with 93 days on market. 3 properties expired. There were 14 residential price changes, and there's 14 residences waiting to close. Currently, we have 311 homes listed on the MLS. Year to date, for 2024, there's been 45 homes have sold. The average sale price this year has been $233,000 with 98 days on market. Last year, there had been 65 sales for with an average sale price of $193,000 with 85 days on market. And it's just a one-month frame, and we had some bad weather this year, too. Biggest thing is interest rates, and it will continue to be for most people. Those that are coming here that have cash, even them, there's, you know, they don't mind taking a little mortgage out just to keep some of that cash mm-hmm. tucked away.
Yeah. And we do see a trend year over year with the number of homes being sold. And,
yeah.
and we're starting to see a trend with interest rates. Do you think we're about to the point where we're leveling off, or do you foresee anything else?
The rates are down now in the mid sixes. You can buy them down. You can buy them down into the mid fives with a little fee to your bank, your mortgage company. But that's kind of the way you want to do it. The more money you can put down, the better shape you're going to be in. You know, tell mom and dad you want your inheritance now, and help to get your estate built up going forward. But to help you get started, I want you to call my honey. She's at 870-405-0793. And check out our website, retiredtoarkansas.net. We thank you for joining us here on our new nest on Eagle 93.5.